through faith. Lesson 12, we have next week will be our final lesson. And then the following week, we'll start a new series. Psalm 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The name of the lesson, the glory due unto his name. As I was looking at the series of lessons, I thought, you know, if we could just comprehend and understand who God is and realize that that we need to be thankful and that our lives need to reflect who he is. The glory due his name. We'll start that lesson Roundup Sunday, which is what's the date, Kelly? Somebody know the date? The 17th? The 18th? The 18th is Roundup Sunday. I wonder if you'd be willing, if there's somebody in the church that you could encourage to bring to this class. I think this class would be a blessing to them. I think these lessons are a blessing. I know they're a blessing to me. I wonder if there's somebody you can think of in the church that you could step up to and say, hey, listen, Roundup Sunday's coming. How about coming up to Sunday school with us? Maybe somebody that's been here before hasn't been here in a while. Maybe it's someone that's never come. But you can invite them. It'd make a difference in their lives. It really would. God's word will make a difference in our lives. Lesson 12, through faith. We admire people for the way they look or the way they articulate things. We admire their ability, the ability that some people have to be winsome and to get things accomplished. When the Lord looks, he's looking for one thing. That one thing is an indicator that we are placing our priority where it should be placed. Our confidence must be placed in God. Does the Lord see us as, as a people of faith? We're going to live our lives through faith. Through faith. That's how we are to live our lives. That's how we are to go out into each day. The lesson aims. The aims for the lesson first, to know that the great people are those who allow the Lord to be great in their lives. Our television and our newspaper lifts up people to be great people. And they're not great people before God at all. They're not great people. Great people are the people of the Word and are the people of prayer and are the people of the Spirit. Secondly, to see that we battle against the kingdom of Satan every day and that we can only have victory through faith. We can only have victory through faith. Thirdly, to show that those who suffer for their faith in Christ will have a better resurrection when they stand before the Lord. Then fourthly, to understand that faith is required to endure hardships and adversity to finish the work our Lord has given us to do. Through faith. Chapter 12. The object of our faith is and must always be the Lord Jesus Christ. The object of our faith is and always must be the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for the truths of your word. And Lord, how as we read it, how you bring it out alive to us and you lighten it to us. You make it as a bright light, easy to be understood. Lord, we're thankful that your Holy Spirit to come. Lord, as Brother Mike prayed this morning, Lord, that your Spirit would be here, that your Spirit would be on the teacher speaking, that your Spirit would be on the people listening. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would fill this place. Lord, we also think of the Evans Chapel this morning, pastor over there. Lord, we pray that your Spirit and your Word would fill these places with power, that these teachers would proclaim with power the truths of your word. Because, Lord, these are the truths that are going to take us through each day of our life. This faith is the faith that we need tomorrow morning, because we're going to get up and there's going to be some hard things in our life. And Lord, we're going to have to walk by faith. Because if we don't, our lives are going to be destroyed. Lord, help us to walk by faith. Faith in you, faith in your word. Lord, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful that you gave us the entire canon of scripture that we can hold and that we can read and that we can know your will by. Lord, again, I ask for power from on high to be on each person in these two buildings. Lord, I ask that your word would go forth, that it would reach into our hearts in power. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Who are the great people? Are they ones whose names appear in the headlines of newspapers? No. The great people of the earth are those who allow the Lord to be great in their lives. Those are the great people of the earth. People like Lester Roloff, and you probably remember hearing, how many of you know Lester Roloff and the ministry he used to have down in Texas, working with the young people, that the judges would say to the young people, you can go to jail or you can go to Lester Roloff's. And they'd go down there and they'd learn the word of God and he would teach it to them. And through the power of the Spirit, through the power of the word, they'd be able to get off drugs and get off all those things that took them down the bad path. Hope you found our missionary last week to be a blessing. That's the way he wants to go in St. Lucia. He wants to be there when a 16-year-old steals and they're going to throw him in jail forever. He wants to be there to get him in a home and get him in a program and get God's word in his life and make a difference in his life. God's word will make a difference in your life. God promised it. I know personally I see God's word making a difference in my life. Am I perfect? Everybody tell me, am I perfect? No, I'm not. I'm not. But God's word will make a difference in your life. God's word will do that. They're more concerned about what people think of God than what people think of them. We need to be more concerned about what people think of our God than what they think of us. Through faith, they stand the test. In Galatians 2 and chapter in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I've been looking at this verse throughout the week, and last night I thought, I need to memorize that verse. And so I put it in the first part of the program last night. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Notice what the Word of God says. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's how we live, by the faith of the Son of God. In Hebrews 11, 32 to 40, the lives of these noble souls are all marked by this expression, through faith. Through faith. That's how they did it. That's how they walked the hard paths. That's how they totally gave of themselves. How was it? Through faith. That's how you and I will win victories, through faith. We understand that the Christian life cannot be lived apart from faith in Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews chapter 12 says. It is through our faith in God that God does his mighty work. That's when God can work, when we have the faith in him. We get real busy trying to accomplish everything we can with these hands. And we think, Lord, I can do this with these hands. And we come to the point where we realize, Lord, I can't fix this. I've been trying to fix this thing for days, Lord. And I don't just mean a mechanical thing. I mean a spiritual thing. Lord, I've been trying to fix this for days. And I can't get it fixed. And we turn to him, and he gives victory. My daughter had called and was concerned about how things were going and something that they really wanted with all their hearts. And I believe it was clearly a right thing. And she was having a hard time with it, and it just people just weren't doing what they needed to do in the Lord. And I said, listen, I said, God has promised us that he's waiting to show himself strong in our lives. And all he needs us to do, all we have to do is say, Lord, I need you. I need you. You know what's going on here, Lord. You know what needs to happen here. And she called me the other day. She said, thanks. Thanks for pointing me to the Lord. I got the phone call. Things turned out great. And you go, yes, praise the Lord. But it wasn't going that way, and it wasn't going that way. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get on the telephone, and I'm going to take care of things myself. Yeah, there you go. There's a good plan. I'll take care of this. And you know, she just went to the Lord. And it was such a blessing. I like that when I, as a father, actually point the kids in the right direction, instead of in the direction of the flesh. Yeah, I'll show you what to do. But the Lord is good. And he's waiting to pour out his goodness on our lives. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God is waiting to show himself strong. God is wanting to show himself strong. He is waiting to show himself strong in your life, in my life, in the big things, the things that you wake up in the morning thinking about, that you go to bed at night thinking about, the hard things. God is wanting to show himself strong there, and he will. Give him the opportunity. Give him the opportunity. The Lord will show himself strong. John 15 and verse 1. John 15 and verse 1. Again, if you have any questions as I'm going along, if I didn't say something plainly or you didn't understand it, slip up your hand, get my attention. John 15, 1 through 5, actually. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Without me, ye can do nothing. That's where the answer is. Go to the Lord. That's where the answer is. We can't do anything. We may think that we can, and we certainly try. But ultimately, we have to turn to the Lord, and we have to look to him. The disciples said in Luke 17:5, Lord, increase our faith. I believe, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Increase our faith, they said. Have you prayed for increased faith? We must be people who live through faith. We must live through faith. Brother Jerry, I don't know why. I get up here in front of you and my mouth gets dry. Oh, is that what it is? So it's not you? It's me? Okay. Praise the Lord for the opportunity, eh? Increase our faith. Have you prayed for increased faith? We must be people who live through faith. Faith brings eternity near to us. Faith brings that invisible to us, plainly to be seen. That's what faith does. Page 50 in your lesson, through faith they subdued kingdoms. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, which is the main chapter we've been in. Hebrews chapter 11. The hall of faith. Those that have gone on before, that have served faithfully and have gone on before. Did they serve perfectly? No. Were they sinlessly perfect? No. Did they have the power of God in their lives? Yes. Why? Because they had faith in Him. And they put their faith. Their faith was demonstrated. They weren't sinlessly perfect. None of these people were. But they had a heart for God. And God will see our hearts. And God will see your heart. Hebrews 11, 32 and 33 and 34. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Notice God's list here. Five judges, one king. God's list. Five judges, one king. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. The Lord tells us clearly that they, through faith, subdued kingdoms. The Lord reminds us of what He accomplished through the lives of a submissive people. The Lord will accomplish great things in our lives as we submit ourselves to His will, to His word. Accomplished through the lives of a submissive people who placed their faith in Him. The Lord accomplished great things in their lives. Why? Because they're perfect? No. Because they placed their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord calls our attention to these judges. Their deliverance did not come as a result of their ability or of their courage. God says He delivered them from the kingdoms that oppressed because of their faith in Him. Because of their faith in Him. Judges 6 and verse 14. Turn with me to Judges chapter 6 and verse 14. Judges chapter 6, talking about Gideon. The Lord said to Gideon, go in this thy might. Judges chapter 6. And verses 14, 15, and 16. Judges chapter 6, verses 14, 15, and 16. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. It's interesting, there he says to go in whose might? Whose might? Who is his? No, read it. Let's read it again. Read it again. Judges. Go in this thy might. Where is that expression? Somebody see that? Oh, right there in verse 14. And the Lord said unto him, and he said, go in this thy might. Does this mean we're going to do it all by ourselves? No. But what it means is we're going to take what God has given us, whatever that is, and we're going to give it to the Lord. He's going to prosper it. He's going to bless it. He's going to use it, and he's going to show himself strong. God has a job for each one of us. Some are ushers. Some work in the nursery. Some do different things. God has given each of us a talent, a gift, an ability to do things for him. We say to ourselves, you know, I'm not much. I'm not going to use that for him because I'm not much. Because I'm weak. Because I'm a sinner. I'm not going to use what God has given me. I'm not going to use it. The Lord calls us to use what the gifts he's given us, doesn't he? And each of us has a different gift, a gift, different talents, a different ability that God is wanting us to use. He tells Gideon, you're going to go in your might. Now, obviously, it's not going to all be done in your might, but you're going to go through faith, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your efforts. Why would God bless Gideon? Because God is good, because of Gideon's heart. Because of his heart, that's why he blessed Gideon. Will the might of Gideon conquer all these things? No. But when we take what we have and we give it to the Lord, as little as it is, and as humble as we are, we think, that's really nothing. That's not a gift that's worthy of my Lord. We give him what we have. We give him our lives. God uses what we have, where we are. Little David, what did God use? He used that sling that David had all those years and that had used all those years. Moses, what's in your hand? Stick that thing out there, buddy, and go. Take your gift, your talent, your ability, and give it to the Lord. And let the Lord bless it and let the Lord use it. And that's what the Lord did with Gideon. Go in this thy might. Verse 14, Judges 6:14. We're doing battle on a daily basis with the kingdom of the devil. Lester Roloff used to say, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a battlefield. We get up, what do we want? We want to go on a picnic. We want to have fun. We want to do all those fun things. And the Lord gives us those things. But with some people, their whole lives are that way. And there's no dedication to the Lord. And there's no giving of themselves to the Lord. We would want to give of ourselves to the Lord. We want to wake up tomorrow morning realizing there's a battle. There's a battle with myself. There's a battle with my flesh. There's a battle with other people's flesh. And it's going to be a battle. If we're going to honor the Lord in our lives and live lives of faith, it's going to be a battle. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take training. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take those things. And the Lord's going to use what little discipline we may have or what little training we may have or what little whatever it is that we have. And if we give it to him in faith, he'll use it. He did for Gideon, and he did a mighty work that day. It's a battle. This isn't recreation. Life on earth is not about recreation. Pastor said how many times, what's he say, that God isn't totally caught up with you, with your happiness? What's the expression he uses? With your fun? Somebody remember that? He says something along that respect. God has a plan, and it might not necessarily always be fun and entertaining, but God has a plan. Is God worthy of our lives? Yeah, he is. He purchased us with his blood. He's worthy of our lives. The prince in power of the air. The Bible says there is only one shield that quenches all the fiery darts. That is the shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Taking the shield of faith, above all, taking that shield. Through faith they suffered for righteousness' sake. Many are suffering in this world But not all suffer for their faith. The Lord commends those suffering for their faith. In Hebrews 11, 35 through 38. Women receive their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. The Lord commends those that suffer for their faith. There are people all over this world that we know not of, who have never made the headlines or the history books, but when the reckoning day finally comes, some may have to stand aside for those who have suffered for their faith in Christ. Some may have to stand aside for those who have suffered for Jesus Christ. We live in America. For the most part, we do not suffer for Jesus Christ. For the most part. Nobody calls us names. we're not taunted and anything like that. When these precious ones stand before the Lord, they're going to have a better resurrection. Hebrews, we know Hebrews, the book of better. Better resurrection, better. Anybody tell me any of those betters? Somebody give me one, a better. I know the pastor said it many times. A better hope, a better testament, a better covenant, a better sacrifice, a better country, a better resurrection. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, better. A better resurrection because of their faithfulness. John 11, 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. All of us who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior are going to be resurrected. But do you want a better resurrection? 2 Timothy 2, 3, endure hardness as a good soldier. Endure hardness as a good soldier. 2 Timothy 2, 3. These were people of faith who suffered for righteousness' sake. Through faith, they stayed the course. They stayed the course. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience. Let's run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus. That's what faith is. Faith is looking unto Jesus. There's a race that we are to run. We need to run it by looking unto Jesus. They stayed the course against all opposition. The Bible says in verse 39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith. How did they obtain it? Through faith. God says when their final grade came in, the Lord gave them a good report. Report cards never were my favorite time. They just never were. I don't know. Those teachers just couldn't seem to get that card right. I don't know what was wrong. But we got through somehow. Thank the Lord. You know why? They did not quit during hard times. They didn't quit during hard times. They didn't give up on the Lord during hard times. They didn't turn their backs on the Lord during the hard times. Pastor said many times, how many people aren't here anymore? They don't even go to church anymore. They turn their backs on the Lord in the hard times. I'll tell you what, when people are in hard times, sometimes they can't even see that they need help. Brother Brian, you're a first responder. People sometimes, just for whatever reason, whether it's medically, you get to somebody's house and medications have them going, or for whatever, they don't realize they need help. You as a first responder know. You get there and you think, okay, fellow, there's something wrong with you, and I'm gonna make it better for you. And sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to help them. We have to see each other in need. We got to see somebody when they're slipping back out that door and try to make a difference in their lives. We have to do that. We have to do that. One time I was at a father and son outing, and we were swimming below a dam. I was below the dam walking. And you're walking along, and you can feel the water pulling you, and you're doing fine. You're in water about this deep, and all of a sudden your feet break loose. And it doesn't spit you out. It doesn't spit you out. It takes you in, and you roll, and you roll, and you think, Lord, is today the day I die in 3 feet of water? What about my wife? What about my children? Lord, I can't die here today in this water. You got to get me out of this. And people said later on, well, why didn't you say it? Listen, brother, when you're in it, there's no, hey, can you guys help me? That's not how it goes. You have to see the need, and you have to reach in, and you got to grab them. You got to grab them. We have to help each other. Life can be hard. We have to help each other. What the missionary lady said the other day, preach Jesus. What was the second thing? Help each other. We got to help each other. It's a hard battle out there. We got to help each other. What do you want the final report to say concerning your life? Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Did he face peril? Yes. Did he face hardship? Yes. Of course he did. But he stayed the course. God has given us a course to run. He has charted it for us, and we are to stay the course. How are we doing? Are we staying on the course that he's charted for our lives? We have to do it by faith. We need to walk by faith. We need to worship by faith. And we need to work by faith. Work for the night is coming. When our work is going to be all done, and then we're going to have what we have to give to the Lord. Through faith, we can finish what God has given us to do. Through faith, living the life of faith. Take your book. Let's look at the questions. Monday, how did these Bible characters in Hebrews 11, 33 through 32 through 34 achieve such victories? Two words. Through faith. Thank you. The second part, thank you. Second part. What lesson do we learn from this? Okay, very good. The Christian life cannot be lived apart from faith. We can do great things through the Lord. Very good. What was the desires of the disciples in Luke 17:5? Lord, increase our faith. Wednesday, in the story given in Judges 6:12-16, what did God call upon Gideon to do by faith? Save Israel, smite the Midianites. Very good. Verse 16. Thursday, Hebrews 11, 35 through 38. How does this passage speak to you concerning the importance of your faith in Christ? I'd like three people to answer this. How does this speak to you? Have faith to receive the promises. I'd like two more if I could. Adding on to your faith? Okay, very good. Anyone else? Faith in his word? Anyone else? We've been blessed beyond all measure, haven't we? Friday, Hebrews 11:35 says that those who suffered for Christ's sake obtained a better resurrection. Compare this with 1 Peter 1:7 and explain what it means. Someone want to answer that? Go ahead.
The Lord commended those who have suffered through faith.
Okay, the Lord commended them. Someone else? That they might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Very good. Okay, then Saturday, according to Hebrews 11:39, how do we obtain a good report at the end of earth journey? Everyone, two words, through faith. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming. Work on your questions. Do your background reading for next week. Thank you so much.